This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Back to the political earthquake in Washington, how this might change assumptions built into markets, business, and trading relationships. For some further context, let's turn to Ian Bremmer, president of the political risk consultancy, the Eurasia Group. Ian, thanks for joining us.
Hello to you, David.
So do you buy this thesis that Comey's firing could slow down President Trump's domestic policy agenda?
I think the markets were already coming to conclude that this was going to take a long time, whether it's health care, infrastructure, taxes, everything but regulatory rollback that Trump can do by himself. Yes, I guess you could say this slows it down farther, but it was already kind of glacial.
It was already kind of slow. So you wouldn't call this a bombshell when the news hit yesterday about Mr. Comey having to abruptly leave?
Oh, it's a bombshell, absolutely, in the sense that it causes questions about the democratic process in the United States, both domestically and abroad. But I don't think it has much impact on the markets. The markets only react to these big, you know, sort of political issues, either when they're already looking for bad news because the economy is heading south, or because there's something direct and immediate that's going to have a market impact, you know, a war starts.
The Russia questions here go beyond the U.S. electoral system. The world wonders if Russia has the capacity to influence elections anywhere, really, which I suppose has implications for the future of global business and the world economy.
Their ability and willingness to hit other countries, undermine the democratic process, use asymmetrical cyber offensive capabilities, this facilitates greater polarization domestically inside a lot of advanced industrial democracies, the U.S. and in Europe.
If there is influence in the political process, it makes the world just a little bit more nationalist and a little bit less all for one, one for all globalist.
And here's an issue where you not only have the politics with a whole bunch of people inside countries saying, we're not as interested in our government supporting global trade or being the global policeman or promoting rule of law internationally. But you also have the economic process, which is, you know, if you're a big U.S. multinational, Chinese labor is expensive and you don't need as much labor going forward because of automation. So supply chains are shrinking for that reason, too. When the economics and the politics come together, that's when you have a market impact. And I think you do see a lot more protectionism. That's going to make it harder for corporations internationally. It's going to create a lot more inefficiency.
Ian Bremmer at the political risk consultancy, the Eurasia Group. Thank you very much.
David, good to be with you.